Exodus chapter 13. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Dedicate to me all the firstborn, whatever is the first to open the womb among the Israelites, both man and animal, is mine." So Moses said to the people, "Remember this day you came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for the mighty hand of the Lord brought you out of this place. No leavened bread may be eaten. Today, in the month of Aviv, you are going out. When the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Hivites, and Jebusites, which he swore to your forefathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, then you are to observe this ceremony in this month. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there will be a feast to the Lord. Eat unleavened bread for 7 days. No leavened bread should be seen with you, nor shall there be any yeast seen with you in all your borders. On that day you will tell your son, 'It is because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt.' It will serve as a sign to you, on your hand, as a reminder on your forehead, so that the law of the Lord may be in your mouth. For with a mighty hand the Lord brought you out of Egypt. So you must keep this ordinance at its appointed time from year to year. Now when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore to you and your forefathers, when he gives it to you, then you must set apart to the Lord the first offspring that opens the womb, and every firstborn male of the livestock will be the Lord's. Every firstborn donkey you are to redeem with a lamb, and if you do not redeem it, then you must break its neck. Every firstborn male you must redeem. In the future, when your son asks you, 'What does this mean?' then you will answer him, 'By a mighty hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt, from the house of slavery. When Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go, the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and animal. That is why I am sacrificing to the Lord every male that opens the womb, and redeem all my firstborn sons. It will be a sign on your hand and a symbol on your forehead, for by a mighty hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt.'" When Pharaoh had let the people go, God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was closer. For God said, "If the people face war, they will change their minds and return to Egypt." So God led the people around the way of the wilderness to the Red Sea, and the Israelites went up out of the land of Egypt ready for battle. Then Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for Joseph made the Israelites swear, "God will surely visit you, and you must carry up my bones with you out of here." They set out from Sukkot and camped at Etham, on the edge of the wilderness. By day the Lord went before them in a pillar of cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire, to give them light so they could travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not leave its position in front of the people.